3.
All right. Shortly after 11, we've got Commissioners Strafis and Pennell, and Danny's out for right now. FYI.
Sorry I wasn't here, Debbie. I still approve.
So you're aware that they got like $1.2 million
for the safe room?
Safe room.
Yeah. I heard what awesome did deal. They did it.
Well, it's the way she told us.
It's a pretty good chance,
they've
right?
They've never, I believe she said they've never had one go this far without being approved. And they're doing like a 70-page grant form.
Yeah, I didn't know that, all that.
And which is 75, the $1.2 million is 75% of the cost. And they've been delayed by rain, which made it work out where they could get this in. And like Thanksgiving or Christmas before, they'll know for absolute sure, the way I understood her. But
that's wonderful.
Awesome.
It is. It's wonderful.
Benefit to school and folks around there can use it and blah, blah.
It's Polisher School, so it's right in a good area, too.
Yep.
A lot of people. We just went over here in Merriam Forsyth there.
Yep. All right, and we got through, had a good little grand opening for Shorty Cooper.
Yeah, before it rained.
And so our agenda shows a Melody Mountain easement. Anybody got that? All right, we've got a U.S. bank letter. Anybody got that?
Can you look at this week's agenda?
At the agenda first. Okay.
Can you do that first?
Yes. Okay, we're looking at it.
Are you fine with what's on there?
The rest of the week, you mean, like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Okay. Everything looks good to me.
Yeah, the only thing I'll be adding is the press conference for the gospel convention.
Okay. On Thursday.
Thursday at 10 a.m.
Right.
I'll place that on there, but other than that, I don't have anything.
Now, we had tabled some things from last week. I'm trying to see if they're all... Didn't we have... Here, let me look at something. I thought we had a couple things we tabled. Maybe they got pushed back an extra week because of just scheduling. One moment, sorry about that. Did we...
Let's see, I could look at her minutes.
I see where it's the week later we put a lot of stuff on there. So the IDA executive director is in the week from Tuesday. I see that.
Correct.
I thought that was this coming week. That's where I'm thinking.
Okay.
And then was there something else that I...
Are we...
we're calling a bunch of people that day.
Okay.
It's on your calendar.
15th? Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, the 15th.
What time is it?
Starting at 9:30.
All right, while we're on that subject, I've got a Clio. Do I need to be here? Is this interviews or what are we doing? Exactly?
We're going to be calling. If we want to push it back, we can push it back a little bit, but
your Clio meeting was this week.
Well, I thought I saw this morning that I was late, like it was last week. I had it in my pocket calendar as the 15th. But I'll check on it and see.
Okay.
We can work on
that. I had it this week.
Yeah.
What the plans on, this is what Tim Connell had suggested, that we would call those five candidates. I think there's six. Five or six. He added one because we're a late resume. So there's six candidates. We're going to call probably 15 minutes on the phone with Tim and somebody else. I think is supposed to be on the phone with us.
Okay. I believe Tim is going
to
come here.
Okay. I'm sorry, not on the phone. Someone's going to be here with us three and ask a few questions and just see if they're still interested in all that. So,
okay.
I don't know if we'll need all that time. Have you started setting times for those already?
Not yet. I have not.
If you find out Clio, we could push it back toward the back half. Start from 11:30 and move sooner. That way we can see if he can make time to make his meeting.
Okay.
That's that week, okay.
All right. This week, everything good?
Yeah, everything looks fine.
Okay.
And I have a letter I'd like you guys to review so that I can send out to the candidates that were not chosen.
Okay. On the IDA? Okay.
You stay candid. That just seems.
I helped you. I know I helped you. This still seems harsh, doesn't it?
Yeah, we need to.
How do we fix that?
We need to. This part, say a little more appreciative type of comment or another comment that says
something, the same thing.
That takes, thanks you for your effort. And we want you to come vacation here and stuff.
Exactly.
Am I right? Most of these are out of town folks?
Some are.
Some are.
Oh.
After doing all applications, this section.
Well, there's not a rush about that. You want to work on it.
Yeah, let me, that one sentence, I think we're focused on this one sentence, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Everything else looks good. Nikki, we got one sentence we have to fix. I read it again. It's like, fix. A little birdie told me Cleo is Tuesday at 8 a.m.
Is that right?
I thought it was this week.
That's the regular schedule, evidently, but for some reason I wrote it. I'll give him a call.
Okay.
Find out for sure. Yeah,
and
it's
then
your...
I have a letter that needs to be signed by you, closing our U.S. bank account.
Okay.
Motion to approve the signature of the U.S. bank account closure letter. Can you put that in English, Jim?
Second. You got any comments, Rick?
I just want to report to you guys. Last month, I believe, we spent somewhere in the neighborhood of $80,000 on that. So we actually got $80 back in. This is going to be a good thing.
So the rebate, the new program with the rebate, the county got $80 back.
But, I mean, we haven't got it yet.
But we will. It'll be applied to the account. So
I just want to commend you guys for getting that done. Thank you.
Wonderful. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Eddie's for it too.
Rick, motion thanks for helping carried. With Linda on the evaluation process. I think you and Helen dove into that pretty deep. So thank you.
All right.
Okay, that's all I have.
That's all you have?
Anybody's vacation this week? No one's on vacation this week, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's shaping up to be a very calm week, and I'm just...
I'm scared.
Yeah, that's scary, isn't it?
No. That's when it all falls apart. Yeah.
Eddie, okay, you're here for 165 Quarry. Okay.
Let's see.
I'm going to call Frank to ask him to come over here on the easement. Kathy had actually emailed me.
Yes.
That'd probably be good.
If he can do that in the next 45 minutes, that'd be great.
Okay.
Hello, Dr. Paulson. Welcome to the audience.
That letter back so I can work on those.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear from Mr. Coxey about the 165 Quarry project. What's happening there?
This is, as you remember, the Gary Shaver project out on Highway 165. We've got a notice asking to expand the project from the 8 acres to an additional 32 acres to make it a total of 40 acres. This letter I put together just a couple minutes ago, I've already found several errors in it myself and everything, but something to this jest, I told you we'd have a letter here that stating that we were opposed to the expansion of the project. I think that the Department of Natural Resources is concerned whether or not the project has been zoned for something before. And as you know, I wrote in the letter here that in 2004 the project came through as a convenience store, car wash, mini storage. It was turned down by planning and zoning. Then the Board of Adjustment took another look at it, said this is a good fit for the neighborhood. Also did some research on the surrounding areas. To the west of this project, there is the Audrey Anderson's Wilderness Club RV. There's several single-family places, single-family homes around that. To the east is the Eagle Ridge project there. And there's, I think right now, four plexes in there. It's multifamily housing is what that was zoned for. And then right to the south of that, I believe, is a development that has not started yet. It's in the city limits of Branson, but it is going to be a project similar to what you see out of Branson Creek is what their intention is. So I just made mention in the letter that you know, this project came through, got the zoning change from agricultural to commercial, kind of a neighborhood commercial type fix there. It was a good fit, I believe, for what that was, and under the guise of preparation for construction, it turned into a quarry, and that we'd be, as a county, would be opposed to the expansion of that. I don't think we can do anything about, you know, the existing. I don't know how long it is or anything like that. But that as a county, we would be opposed to that and don't feel like it's a good fit, you know, to expand that. So that's basically what that says. And, you know, it just needs to be marked up however you'd like to have it marked up.
Comments?
If the counselor has anything, he needs to come to the microphone. I thought it was well put.
I just ripped it out of the typewriter, came over here, and I've found several things on it that need to be fixed.
Grammatically, you mean?
Pardon?
Grammatically?
Yes.
Okay.
There's some sentence structures and stuff in there, but that's the gist of what I think we would need to say. Again, if we want to comment on it, that was the question.
Looking at the second page, and I know little to nothing about these. Or maybe it's the third page. It says, adjacent landowners, please note this does not mean your land is to be mined unless you have entered into such an agreement with the above company. But obviously there can be mining right next door to them. Written comments or requests for a hearing or an informal public hearing may be made by any person with a direct personal interest in one or more of the factors, the Missouri Land Reclamation Commission. It says a little bit later, or whose health, safety, or livelihood will be unduly impaired by the issuance of a permit regarding items such as permitting and reclamation requirements, erosion and siltation control, excavations posing a threat to public safety or protection of public roads or rights of way. If a hearing is held, the commission has the ability to consider if the applicant has demonstrated a pattern of noncompliance with other EPA or environmental protection laws and regulations administered by DNR. There have been violations out there, haven't there, of the siltation and
there have been some. Of course, we don't get to see all of those, but there have been some violations. As of most recently when I drove by there last weekend, it appears their silt fences are in place and everything like that. But I can call and get a list of those.
And if there had been past documented violations, Perhaps it might be strong to put that in the letter as well. Yep. So
I also talked to the representative here at Mines and Reclamation a week ago, and he said, by all means, make sure that the county is opposed to this. They send it in. He said, but what you need to be concerned with is how this land was zoned. You know, if it wasn't zoned anything, then he said you really don't have any leg to stand on. But if you had zoned it as something else, then that would carry some weight with us. So
it was zoned, correct?
Yes, sir. It was the zoning was changed to commercial to allow the mini storage, the convenience store, the car wash, things like that. So
and there were limitations put on that, and it might be helpful to talk about that perhaps a little bit.
Okay.
To reduce the impact on the residential in the area, and here we're doing a mining operation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was going to, the reason the Board of Adjustment overruled this, from what I can gather, was in this area with all the residential that was going to be there, convenience store supplying gasoline, when, you know, of course it's not the only one in that area, but and the mini storage would have been a good fit, they deemed, so that's why they overturned planning and zonings. Finding zoning thought as residential, didn't want to change that, but the Board of Adjustment did see fit to do that.
So looks like you've pretty well explained that they've kind of did a switch on what was planned.
Yeah, we were under the guise. Well, even when I got here in 2006. Kurt sent me out there several times, and he said they have a permit. We just need to know when they're going to start building. And until 2008, I believe, when I did finally get a representative in here, the planning and zoning was not aware that this had changed to a quarry. They still thought it was because we were trying to get the permits renewed for the project and everything like that, and try to get some definition as to when this was going to become the project and get out from under the construction that it had been under for several years. And that's when they were informed that it had become a quarry. And the board then instructed me to keep an eye on this for changes and things like that. And that's how this has come up.
Bob, for the content, you're pretty good with this letter then?
He really hasn't got the study. He got it just when you got it. But, I mean, if basically with the form, if you're okay with the form of it, I'll work the rest of it out with Mr. Paulson before we send it, and I'll, of course, send you all a copy. But
I wouldn't care if you added a sentence in there that was a little bit stronger as far as they made a switch of what they were zoned for without our knowledge. Is that correct?
Well, in theory...
We got notice in theory.
There should have been notices just like this that came out, which
well,
is why...
We weren't aware of it.
Right, why I tell you, I try to read the newspaper. I don't catch it every time, but I try to read the newspaper for articles like this and then to make sure that we've got our notification in the mail and everything. So they should have gotten that. Now, whether they realized what was happening or whether they did or not, I don't know.
But if we stress that it had been turned down by planning and zoning for a commercial use because it was deemed to be a residential area, but Board of Adjustment, and he said that in a way, allowed some commercial use, but strictly limited the extent of that commercial use. Mm-hmm. And then without us knowing, although a notice was given in the paper, he had applied for mining. And prior to doing this, he had denuded the entire hill just to spite the people in the residential neighborhoods who had opposed it. I mean, I'd go ahead and you know, maybe not say that that's why he did it, but...
Right. Well, we can always state our opinion, I would guess. You know, didn't...
I would need to be an opinion because we don't know for sure and all
right.
That.
Right. You know, it's one of those deals where it's been an eyesore. There's been a lot of community outrage about this. Many of the commissioners have, now you haven't heard much from it in about the last year and a half because we finally, after 2008, as people would call, say, this is a mining operation, quarry, mines and reclamation, you're going to have to get in touch with them because we don't control that. So
I don't think there's anything wrong with putting in there that there's been many complaints to the county commission. Mm-hmm. Regarding this being an eyesore, and while an eyesore is not a basis for a decision, I mean, the fact that there's a lot of public opposition to this.
Let me ask you a question. Could we not send two letters? The P&Z sends a letter, the commission sends a letter. One is based more on the facts of P&Z, one sends more of the constituents that we represent. Is there any problem with sending two letters?
No, anybody that wants can send a letter. This was public notice in the newspaper.
The county didn't get a notice to us that you know of. You saw.
I got a notice from. I got a call from the Secretary for Quality Structures, we had a lot of correspondence, and we're kind of on a first-name basis almost. But she is required to evidently send us a notice
once
that hits the newspaper because it got into the newspaper at least once or maybe twice before we got our notice. She called and said, hey, this wasn't supposed to be printed yet. I got to get this to you.
And we get notices of different hearings with different commissions all the time in the clerk's office, and there may have been no notice taken of it. I mean, it's not...
It doesn't always get to us. Doesn't always get to you.
I mean, if we answered every one of those that came in, we could have a person busy just answering those. I mean, any time there's a prevailing wage change, right. They have to have a hearing. Utilities, when they're changing rates, they send one to the clerk, and we can comment. I mean, we get all kinds of these things.
And there's quarries all over this area. As you know, Mr. Stroffs, I believe a few months ago you called me and asked me about a quarry down close to where I live.
Yeah.
And I think there's two down in there, two or three. So, you know, sometimes the letters come and we get them. Sometimes I catch it in the newspaper. But it is something depending on the location. Most of the quarries are out to where they don't bother anybody. This one just happens
this
to be.
This business have to go out like the next day or so?
This needs to go out.
Today.
Within the next couple of days. It has to, we need to have it.
You want
to
change it one more time and
15 days
us?
From the.
I mean, it'll do the way it is, but I'll
go in and change it.
It's okay. Not very strong. You want to make it stronger?
We've been encouraged to be cordial in our department. So.
Cordial, always good.
We're kind of giving you a turnaround here,
okay.
I think,
be
on this
firm.
Item.
Be firmer. You want to table this since you guys try again?
Sure. I can have you another one.
This afternoon?
Sure.
That way it would.
All right, do we want to go ahead with...
Do we want to pursue this, I guess? We were a little bit concerned
last time.
And do we want to pursue having two letters, or?
He can write a very strong letter. I've seen him do it.
I bet he could, too.
So it doesn't matter to me.
You were going to send it as the planning.
I think we need to be at least on record with them that we're opposed to this, just for the citizens.
Second letter is a bad idea. That we could do one.
Yeah, it's real simple. It says we have complaints from constituents about the eyesore. You know, representing the community.
I think it would be good for you to have one from your office
and
personally.
Reference the letter that Eddie sent it.
Right,
and send it.
Okay. I'll get you another one.
How about we, let's just table this until, I move we table the 165 Quarry meeting until 1, you're going to go from 1 to 2, aren't you, Frank?
The office told me to be here within 40 minutes.
Yep. I move we table it to 1:30.
Second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Is that all right with you?
It's fine.
You got time?
Yes, sir. I'll go work on it now.
So it's 1:30.
Motion carries.
JS. And this was. I'm using the form. I can see where we're going to modify the form a little bit.
Yep.
But it'll work fine. This was at.
All right. Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate you working on it. All right.
Siltation and erosion control documented cases would be great.
What time would you like to be done?
No, while you're here, I think what we were talking about, we got a Melody Mountain easement. Do you know about that? You can talk to us about that
this morning.
Right now if you're prepared. Have a seat there.
You don't need me right this second.
Just whenever. When are we going to have our meeting with you?
We can do it as soon as Frank's done.
11:30? Can you come back down?
Sure.
Or get your...
I'm going to get stuff.
Yeah, 30 minutes is enough. 11:30 to 12 is fine, isn't it?
More than enough.
Oh, good. Then 11:30 to 11:35.
11:35, whatever.
Come on down.
Melody Mountain is a turnaround easement that Randy's been working on. Minimal construction cost, less than $2,000, Randy stated this morning. And it's something that the county citizens in that area have wanted for a long time. Also, for our snow removal efforts, it would be a safe thing to do.
So it's just an easement for a turnaround, so we don't have to back around.
That's correct.
And it's about $2,000, not to exceed $2,000.
Yes, that's correct.
And you've got it surveyed. Everything's good.
Yes.
Okay.
So do we have the easement?
Yes.
Okay. We can bring it back later. Okay.
Yep.
Motion to approve the Melody Mountain turnaround easement.
Second. Discussion. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I should have asked this. It didn't cost us anything, right?
Possibly the easement cost.
The cost of building the turnaround?
The cost of the easement survey.
Just the survey,
yes.
But not we didn't buy land from
no.
homeowner or anything.
No.
Okay.
No.
I should have asked that before. Oops.
We're good.
Good. Thank you, sir.
And you wanted me back at what time?
Well, you're scheduled to be at 1:00.
Right. The girl said they heard something on the...
Yeah, we just said it. We were trying to go down our list and didn't have anything on that.
All right. I'll see you at 1:00.
Thanks. We have Quail Road. Is that... Who put that on there?
I think we agreed to bring it back up on...
And yeah, Danny, you aware of that, Frank?
That's the drainage one?
Yes.
I don't know if... I'll have to talk to the ladies at lunchtime. Danny wanted to be here for that discussion, I think.
Okay.
We'll see if we can call him in or something. But
I'll see what?
I imagine that Mr. Burton would like to be on it if he knows about it.
If he doesn't, we need to reschedule that. The RTU 10, I think, is really the simple discussion is... We got mixed signals here of what we should be doing, and we kind of left Renee with, do we or do we not replace the coil?
Right.
I think the answer was we wanted to replace the coil, didn't we? So
yeah.
I move that we authorize Renee to spend money for the coil for the RTU 10 unit also in all the original proposals.
Okay. I would second that motion.
Okay.
And we're looking at...
It was an extra $4,000, I think it was, wasn't it?
Sounds about right.
That extra $4,000 to repair that unit on top of the jails.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Julian, would you just, before we go on executive, just let Renee know that we did approve the RTU 10 coil expense. That was something we had some confusion on a vote a week or so before earlier.
Yes, sir.
With Jillian and Bob here, I move that we go into executive session with Bob's work session for litigation, real estate, and personnel, which is section 610.021, 022, and 023.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.